Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here. And thanks so much for tuning in. So anyway, as I said in a previous podcast, I got back from a weekend across in England at a political and comedy event. And woke up this morning, Monday morning, and the radio had been left on to basically come on to talk TV, talk radio with Julia Hartley Brewer. Flight Lieutenant, Commander General, Surgeon General, Julia Hartley Brewer. And, Julia, she's so stunning and brave. I heard her talking about Nadhem Sahawi's sacking by Rishi Sunak. Yeah, I'm glad he was sacked, of course. He's a really bad guy, in my opinion. I'm not just talking about the financial aspects of things, which undoubtedly will eventually come to light exactly to what shenanigans he may or may not have been up to. No, I'm talking about Julia praising him for the fantastic job he did rolling out the clot shots. Ah, you see, there you go. Hey, Siri, show me what controlled opposition looks like. That's exactly what it looks like. Because Julia then went on to reveal that in yesterday's Daily Mail, they had this story about this kind of murky division of the British Army called the 77th Division. Hello, 77th Division, who spy on us, who listen in on us, who report us, who produce blacklists of our names, who then send those blacklists to social media companies so we can be deplatformed. Do you think the 77th Division have been on my case for a few years now? I think so. Or are they still? I think so. But Julia, no, they were on to Julia. They were asking a lot of questions and reporting some of her tweets from misinformation. Which ones would they have been, I wonder? The ones calling for everyone to take the vaccine. Which ones, Julia, were they calling? I'm completely against the lockdown. And the mask wearing. Because Julia went on to say, everyone knows I'm pro-vaccine. Yes, Julia, we do know you're pro-vaccine, just like we know you're pro-Ukraine, just like we know that you're pro-everything that the government really wants you to be pro, and then you're allowed to have your little token areas where you posture and preen as some sort of media rebel. But you're not. You're complicit. They're all complicit. Not just you, Julia Hartley Brewer, all of your compatriots on that channel, and indeed most of the rest of the media for that matter, are entirely complicit. It's just a degree of complicity that we need to discuss, you know. So over with you, and of course, as everyone who follows me on this channel knows, I've documented this throughout the whole farce. Julia was, you know, she got her vaccine, and then she got her second vaccine because she did want to travel. Hey, Julia, that's such a really good reason to allow an experimental gene therapy into your body, isn't it? You want to travel. Yeah, really, really good. But no doubt about it, you stamped your feet, your little pretty little feet, and you said, well, I just don't agree with the masks, and I don't agree with the social distancing. And, oh, yes, such a rebel. So you agree with people taking the clot shots, but you just don't agree with the theatre around the clot shots. Is it just me, or does anyone else find that a wee bit strange? And just like Ukraine, you're 100% behind Ukraine. This morning, we had this farcical story. Did you see it? Boris Johnson claims that Vladimir Putin threatened to kill him with a missile. Now, as you know, Boris Johnson has trouble remembering the truth. That's why he's not the prime minister anymore, because he couldn't remember certain things that he had done, or places that he had been, or events that he had participated in. Right, Boris? So you can remember those things, but you super duper remember that the evil Putin Hitler telling you, I'm going to kill you with a missile if you go to Kyiv or when you're in Kyiv, whatever it was. Does anyone believe this? Does anyone actually believe that Boris Johnson was threatened by Vladimir Putin? And if so, can Boris please produce, I'm sure they've got a recording of the phone call or the event. So can we hear it, Boris? Well, I'm pleased to tell you that Julia Hartley Brewer completely believes this, which, again, won't surprise you in the least. But, you know, are there any aspects of the war that she's not hot for? I can't find any. I think she really quite likes the idea of a bit of war. That shows what an alternative radio platform that she infests. And then, of course, you know, there's the token, I'm a woman. I'm a woman without a penis, as she describes herself on her social media, on her Twitter feed. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Julia. I'm sure your husband's equally delighted. But, I mean, you know, statements of the obvious don't really win any kudos. What we have to understand, and this is one of the things from our weekend chats, that the entire established media is controlled opposition. It just is. And, you know, they're all governed by Ofcom. They're all told to stay within a particular remit. Do not say this. Do not go there. Do not imply this. So you can never expect to get the truth from them, and you never, ever will. And that's why I would urge you that if you want us to try and get to the truth and to challenge back, then please consider supporting platforms like my own. And you can do that by going to davidvance.net and making a small donation over there, or buy me a coffee, whatever you want to do to help us get the truth out there, because you will never get it from the established media. You know, as I said, going back to this event I was at in England, I actually asked the crowd to put up their hands if they listened to the mainstream media. And as I said, there was a decent size of a crowd in the room. Nobody held up their hand. And that's because us, our side, we know the media for what it is. We see through them all. Not just Julia, but I mean all the rest of them. They're all shills. As I said, the truth will not be found on their platforms. However, it can be found here. Thanks so much for supporting me. Thanks so much for listening.